We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we are all going to savagely attack Joe Giglio one second. But first, here's Ava with the update on our question of the day.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD, 1 Philadelphia. Today's Twitter question, should Carson Wentz play in any of the three remaining preseason games? 53% say no.
Ooh. All right, 53% are chickens?
Bawk, bawk.
Or they just hate the preseason.
Come on. Yeah. You got to.
There's Jonesy, a lot of people.
You just stated an eloquent case for why you have to play.
That's why I would like
you
to see
have
him.
To play.
I personally just want to see him move. I want to know that he's going to be the guy that he was before.
Let's roll all of this by a man out. I believe this is the last man standing.
Yeah.
The entire city of Philadelphia.
He is.
The last man who still enjoys the work of Gabe Kapler as manager of the Phillies is our own Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
This should be fun. Joe, you still in the Kapler camp, are you?
I am. It's a pretty lonely camp right now, though. I'm kind of the only guy here.
All right. Tell me what you're seeing now that requires you to retain your support for this man.
Well, it's just the same thing. I'm not going to jump off after, you know, some losses here and there. I mean, it's the same manager that I've watched for 2 years. And right now, look, this team is just so up and down day to day that I don't expect much different when they take the field tonight. This is the kind of team they have.
What do you mean up
Where's
and down?
Where's up and down?
Where's the up?
We see the down. We're not seeing the up. Where's the up?
I mean, the up was Friday night. I mean, the offense has been so, one so up and down.
Friday night because Harper hit two home runs? That was the up?
Yeah, and they scored, right? When their best players hit, he looks smart. When they don't, he looks dumb.
All right, then help me with this. This is part of it. Bob Rookover did a piece in the Inquirer that basically in the 2 years that Gabe has been here, none of the young players have truly flourished. Nobody has become a big star the way I've on other things. Do you agree with that, that they are not? He is not developing the young talent the way he needs to?
I agree with Bob that none of the players have become young stars the way we look at, let's say, Ronald Acuna from the Braves or the true stars of baseball. I think we talked about last week. I think Kingery has gotten better. I mean, and he had nowhere to go but up from last year because he was terrible.
Right.
So I think he has improved. I think Rhys Hoskins is what he is. The question I would have off of that is when Gabe arrived, or kind of a few years back, even when this whole regime took over, how many guys in this system that were left over did anyone think could be star players? Like, does he have young players? I think this is the essential question. Is he holding them back, or are they, this is what they are? Is this what Rhys is? Is this what
all right,
is?
Let me stop you with the Hoskins is what he is. No, he isn't. He's 25. Hoskins is still a developing star player who this year is not developing. Don't I have to look at the coaching staff, including the manager, and go, why aren't they getting more out of this guy?
You can, but I don't necessarily think as a guy's 25, he's going to get better. Like, he'll improve certain areas,
what?
But you are what you are sometimes.
How old was Ryan Howard when he came up?
Oh, 25 when he started.
Had the hole in a swing and all that right now?
Oh, he can still develop up to like 30 you develop. Joe, you don't stop developing at 25.
Right, but I mean, what more can we expect out of Rhys Hoskins? And I'm not the biggest, like, I don't think he's a great player, but what do we think he's a 45 home run guy and hitting 330? What do we really think he is?
Yeah, he came in with the potential to do that.
In the day and age of today where so many people are hitting 30, 35, yeah I think he's a 40. I think he should be hitting in that BM box. Yeah. He should be hitting 40, 41, 25.
So why back in the day were none of these players highly touted? Rhys Hoskins was never a top prospect. Everyone always said he had holes,
right.
He was slow, not a good defender. Like, this is what they were when they were young. And then we look at them and we say, well, become a superstar. Maybe he doesn't have superstar talent. Maybe he's just good.
All right. Let me go to this next thing. Because what I have learned by talking to the fans every day, Joe, is that this is a bigger issue in their minds than the development of players, even the lack of success on the field. People can't stand hearing them talk anymore. that how are you handling all this rah-rah garbage he's handing out every day?
I just kind of roll my eyes at it. I mean, I think he's trying to do his best to keep his team uplifted as they think. I mean, I don't think any of it really matters. And so I read a story yesterday. There was a quote from Dick Williams, the Hall of Fame manager, and he was the opposite of this when he was a manager. He wouldn't talk or act like Gabe Kapler. He would kind of tell you more like it is and call his players to task. And he said if he managed today, he'd be fired in 2 weeks. I just don't know the value. Like, Gabe Kapler could come out tomorrow, and he could tell us the truth, which is Bryce Harper is way too inconsistent. Rhys Hoskins is too passive at the plate. My pitching staff stinks, and my bullpen belongs to AAA. Is that going to help his team win games the next day?
If he's honest with his players, instead of the rah-rah approach, he'll have much more to gain from his players when they get out on the field. He's killing these guys. And there's not a player on that team that's not rolling their eyes when he keeps coming up. We're going to get up stronger. All the rhetoric that comes out of his mouth is not going to play well in that locker room. He might think he's protecting them. I had a great conversation with Craig Berube a couple of days ago, and St. Louis was struggling when he arrived. And he took a couple of key players into the room and said, "What do you guys want? What's happening here? What is the problem?" And they told him what they thought. He said, "I'm going to give you a couple of weeks to show me that that works." And they went out there and it didn't work. And they came back into the coach's office, and he said, "Now you're going to do what I'm telling you to do."
Wow!
And here it is.
That's
and laid it on
good
the
technique.
Line for these players that ended up being key players,
right?
For him, but that's through experience. Gabe has no experience in how to handle professional players,
right? Gabe, that's the problem we got. He came here as a non-entity, and he has not demonstrated he knows what he's doing, Joe. You're just showing blind faith in this guy.
I don't believe that. I mean, I don't think the experience thing, baseball has shown us recently, it doesn't matter. You have the right team. You have a great team. Experience is overrated. Aaron Boone had less baseball experience, like coaching or even in a dugout, in a uniform, than Gabe Kapler. He was handed an incredible 40-man roster.
He's a
coaching family.
He was here when he was 3 at the vet when his dad was the catcher. Joe, here's the bottom. I'm really still struggling to understand when you're watching him either strategically manage or speak to the media or work with his players, what you're seeing that's impressing you.
Strategically, I think he makes the logical move 99 times out of 100. And I don't get mad at managers or coaches when they make the logical move and it doesn't work. When it comes to all the other stuff, I don't think what he says after the game matters. So I think that's the philosophical difference. I don't think it matters.
It matters to fans.
Right,
some of them are not going to go to the games because they can't stand listening to the guy.
His job is not to manage us, Angelo. His job is
job is running a business. You said you 99 times out of 100 you like him strategically. I turn now to Sunday night and Alex Rodriguez. And here's what Alex said after they threw a meatball down the middle of the plate to Kevin Pillar and lost the game Sunday night. Listen to him.
You have a base open, the struggling Crawford, and there's no need for the hot Pillar to get a pitch this good in this situation. Walk him, pitch to Crawford. That's a mistake by Gabe Kapler. And now you walk Crawford, and now you get to face Panda. Careless managing, even more careless pitching for the Phillies.
A-Rod, you disagree with that too?
Yeah. I mean, he brought Pivetta in to face Pillar, who's not a good hitter. And in their careers, Grant Crawford
is but
well,
Joe,
hitter.
This is not a career. This is, and I agree, he's not a great hitter. I don't think he's a great hitter. But he's been hot.
Huh.
And the count's 3-1. You can't, I just think he makes the decision that this is, like you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is my decision. He's here to get this batter out. But he lost him. It changes. It's 3-1, and it's a hot hitter. It's not his career. It's him on this night.
In that moment. 3-1 count.
Al, when was the last time, other than when a pitcher is on deck, have you seen a manager 3-1 against not a great hitter? It's not Buster Posey in his prime. And I understand you're saying he's hot right now. When was the last time you saw the manager say, middle of the at-bat with another real hitter on deck, let's put him on base?
Yeah,
they do it all the
time. He holds 4 fingers up. They don't even have to throw the pitch.
Yeah, when you steal
the
base.
You don't even see that? What the hell's wrong with you, Gilio?
Once the base becomes open, it changes the dynamic.
They put the 4 fingers up, the at-bat's over, the guy goes to first.
The biggest problem here is that A-Rod had it before it happened.
happen.
No, he did.
That's the fact that he foreshadowed what was going to happen, and Gabe didn't see it, is what made it even better, a better point.
Joe, I got one more, and I'm just moving to another sport to hope you're less annoying in that one. Should the Eagles play Carson Wentz at all in the preseason?
Yes. He needs reps.
Welcome back, Joe. Welcome back.
All right. Now we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Joe, why? Obviously, they're very reluctant to do that. Why is it important that they get him in a game?
He needs reps, Angelo. I mean, the guy just hasn't played as much football. We talk about him as if he's a finished product, and he's not. And the way I look at it is two things on this. One, and I've been reading all the practice reports, and Elliot is always on our station talking about what he sees in practice. From what everyone says, Carson has had ups and downs this training camp, where he's had some great days, some great throws, but he's also not had great throws and great days. So I think he just has to shake off even more rust. And I'd like to see him being chased by people that actually want to hit him. I think it matters. I think he needs to get that feel of the pocket again. And then the second thing, Angelo, with the way the defense is training with all the injuries right now, I think early in this season, the offense is going to need to carry the defense. I don't know if they're going to come out early this year. Now, week one might be an exception because Washington stinks. But early on, they might have to score 28, 30 points just to win in Atlanta week two or beat Green Bay in week four. I want him ready to roll, and I think this matters to get him on the field.
They need to use you more in football and less in baseball, Joe. You really know your football. Joe, always fun having a go with you. Joe, you are the last man standing on Kapler. I can't wait to see how this plays out. Thank you
for coming on.
I
appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Joe. Joe is, I honestly don't think there's anyone left. I don't get any emails anymore. There used to be a few that would trickle in. I'm getting 200, 300 emails a day.
Yeah.
Two or three of the emails every day would be you being too hard on the Gabe.
Yeah, the Gabe. I don't know if they call him the Gabe.
Well, you know, you're being too hard on Gabe. You got to ease up. He's doing his best. He's a nice man.
But if you were,
If
you were Cap, I mean, if I were hiring a lawyer.
Yeah.
I got to say, Giglio comes equipped. It's not a vacant argument.
No.
It's just highly illogical.
It doesn't make sense to me.
He's not going to win many cases but you can pay him.
But he's got him.
Highly, highly illogical. In fact, you know what? Why don't I do this right here while I got it? Just so you have an understanding of where the fans are coming from, kind of neutralize what you just heard from Joe. Gentleman Al, Lawrence Monaco, he sent me a copy of a letter he has written to the Philadelphia Phillies, right? And in the letter, he has made a direct appeal to John Middleton to get rid of these people. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have not ever sent an email like this before. I am so upset by the last several years watching this team that I am just hoping John Middleton is made aware of how fans like me are furious with the buffoonery surrounding this team. I'm a 58-year-old man who has been a Phillies fan his entire life. And I have even been proud of last place teams, and we've had many. I understand it's unrealistic to think we can win a championship every year, blah, 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 but I cannot and will not understand how this management team cannot draft worth the damn year after year, or how they are not identifying the team needs as often as they don't. As a fan, I can clearly see the yearly need for pitching that this management team fails to procure. I could go on and on, but what I am most of all disgusted with is the nightly bullcrap that is spewed out of the mouth of that high school pep rally talking manager, Gabe Kapler, who has no grasp of reality. With every loss, he gives a smiley face and participation trophy. Come on, is this guy for real? Philadelphia has always been a blue-collar city. Our fans are the most loyal in the country. I don't buy into this fluffy garbage. In fact, the whole management team of Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak have insulted my intelligence for the last time. They treat me as a fan like I don't know what I'm talking about, and they come across that we fans are stupid. As a Phillies fan for over 40 years, I have had enough. I will no longer go to Phillies games, I will no longer watch Phillies games, and I will no longer listen to Phillies games. I will continue to carry on this personal boycott until Gabe, Matt, and Andy are replaced. Signed, Lawrence Monaco. What do you think of that one, Al?
Well written.
Long.
It's strong.
He wants the triple play,
yeah,
though.
Well,
he wants
all three, I don't like hearing about it.
I've had a bunch of these lately saying I won't pay attention to this team anymore.
Well, that's what you're going to see. The TV numbers are astronomically high. Yeah, and when this will be the cause of it.
Yeah.
When there's no that building in September.
Oh God.
That was supposed to be a full building in September.
Yes.
And the TV numbers should have got better because you're supposed to be in a race.
Right.
Somehow they've kind of remained in it, but I don't know that they're really in. That will be the litmus test. I don't like Kapler's style, but if you win, it doesn't matter.
Well, he's not going to win.
No,
he's not going
to
win.
But I think the owner, it really has to. There may be a 3-door exit here.
All right. Well, anyway, Al, after A-Rod had his finest day as a broadcaster, he got robbed of $500,000.
$500,000 of stuff in your van?
We will explore that when we come back. We have coming up later in the hour. Did you know there was a get-together of all former Philadelphia managers and head coaches?
No.
Yeah. It's at a place in Alney, I think.
Really?
And we're going to get a call from them. I mean, all these guys that used to coach here are all, it's like a little reunion or something.
All the good ones? Or?
No, there's no good ones.
There isn't?
There's no good ones. But you will hear from all of them later in this hour.
Really?
888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time at 7:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.